Hello, everybody. This is Colleen with Speaking of Spirits, and today we are talking about Day of the Dead, and Susie says it the best.
Dia de los Muertos.
Awesome. And I'm with Celeste and Kate, and we thought, why not? This is a spooky season. Let's talk about it. So it is celebrated the day after Halloween. And actually, we just recorded this whole podcast and I didn't hit record. So we're doing it again. So Day of the Dead, November 1st, and it is that's when it's celebrated, and it's celebrating our ancestors, our family that has gone before us. So, and it is a Latin American thing, right? Celebration. We were talking about how it never really took hold in America, which I find interesting. I mean, shoot, Mexico's right here, right across the border. So why don't aren't we having parades and celebrations? I don't understand the la the I don't
Disconnect.
yeah the disconnect, right? Even in my friends who are Mexican, they don't celebrate it. And I don't know, you guys were talking about it being a big deal
Yeah,
in
they have
Mexico.
huge parades. They decorate their houses. They put up altars to their family where they have pictures and mementos and fruit and cookies and candles and flowers. And they just, it's a big thing. And it's honoring and remembering the ancestors. And there was a saying that as long as you are remembered, you never actually disappear.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and we had talked about that in New Orleans they have something a little similar to this in that when they're going to the cemetery, right? If you've ever gone to a funeral in New Orleans, like real funeral in New Orleans, on the way to the cemetery they're playing the dirge, the very somber, very sad music. They get to the cemetery, they have their service, and then on the way out, it's Dixieland jazz and it's very lively and they're moving through the streets and they don't go straight to the house. They do a different route than they came to the funeral because they want to leave the spirits behind. So they're celebrating in a different way, but everything in New Orleans has this little bit of a international flair to it. And some of that Day of the Dead, you'll see it in like Mardi Gras parades, and you were talking about the big skeleton. Where are
Yeah, I
they?
was gonna say my friend Veronica was telling us that down in Mexico, I want to say she was from her family was from around Chihuahua,
Okay.
however you say
Yeah,
that.
Chihuahua.
And they'll have the big people on the stilts that are dressed up like the skeletons, and they have candy, and it's a lot like Mardi Gras. It's a huge celebration, and they throw candy and beads and flowers, and everybody comes out for it.
That's pretty interesting. And then Susie, you brought up something about how we go to a cemetery and how they're designed.
Oftentimes in the Latin culture, they will go to the cemeteries and set up their altars and do offerings there and have a picnic with their dead. Well, in like European culture and early American culture, that's why cemeteries are designed more like a park with benches and with grass and trees, is so that you can go there and sit with your deceased loved one and have a picnic with them. I think part of the disconnect with at least like the US and other cultures is we have removed ourselves so far from death, in a way that it's supposed to be something over there and we're here, and oh, that's taboo. Don't mess with that. That's scary. Where in other cultures, still to this day, down in South America, I believe that's where it's at, there are cultures that will go out and dig their deceased relative back up for a day and
And
have,
bring them to the porch
yep, and they
and
dress them
feed them and
and
give
then they
them
have,
drinks.
yep, they eat with
Okay,
the
that to
next
me is going a little too far.
one.
I'm just
It should
saying,
be.
I.
Yeah. So, the European culture, time ago, when a lot of people didn't own land, their dead were buried underneath the home and they stayed with them. And that's where, they would have
There's
them part of
podcasts
their,
about that
yep,
now,
their
just saying.
spirit stayed with them. And you lived with that. Death was not so scary and taboo, it was just part of life. and accepted. And I think in some of this culture, you know, look, you take a skull that might be scary and macabre, and you paint it up and you make it beautiful and you respect it because that is your ancestor. And we're all headed that way.
That's really a fascinating way to put it. I didn't put two and two together that's why on the Day of the Dead they're painting the mm-hmm. skull face mm-hmm. and they're very elaborate. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that's fascinating. So yeah, every country has its own method, and you're right, American, it might be just European cultures really are very. It's taboo to talk about death. It's taboo to talk about any of this. And where in Latin America cultures, my cousin lived in Costa Rica for like 35, 40 years. And you just talk about it. It's, yeah. There's nothing scary about it. It's transitioning to that other realm or
there
the other.
No speaking of the dead makes them come back, or it's bad juju, bad vibes or anything like that, you know. Whereas some cultures, you just don't talk about it. And
yeah, my it's kind of funny because my ex-husband would say that in me speaking about this would create things happening. I'm like, what are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense of whatsoever. But he was very, of course,
superstitious.
He was. Well, and he was also Native American. Mm-hmm. And so they have a different belief system. And I didn't partake in that belief system. Mm-hmm. It doesn't resonate with me. So every culture has a different. I don't know if that was just his tribal belief system or if that is a belief system in Indian in general. I don't know.
It could have just even been a family thing. They may have had a situation where there was a cause and effect. Somebody talked about something and the.
Oh, yeah.
Chair fell over, cup, you know, and it was like connected. Yeah. Oh, because you were talking about Grandpa Jones now, he came and knocked the candle over. Kind of thing.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Yeah. So I don't know if you celebrate Day of the Dead. I think it's fascinating. I do know a few people who do celebrate it and they get very into it, but they're the exception, not the norm. I would love to see people celebrate it. I think what a great tradition is this. I don't think we celebrate our family enough who have gone before us. And like you said, this resonated with me years ago, things that you say, and like, isn't it funny how somebody will say something to you and it will resonate to you for the rest of your life, but when it came tumbling out of your mouth, you don't know sometimes the power that people of words. Mm-hmm. I think you're very aware of it. But you said something about, think of how many people it took to make you know, that hundreds and thousands of people it took to get to you. And that's resonates with me. And it's like, honor them. And I mean, honor them. So,
because you are a part of them. All
yeah.
That
and every one of you out there, we're also incredibly unique and we all have incredible gifts and you may not know what they are yet, but, you have them. And honor them and honor those people that came together so that you could breathe. And I think that we should do that in our everyday life. But if you're going to pick a day, again,
Dia de los Muertos.
Dia de los Muertos. So Dia is the day.
Day.
Okay. Los Muertos.
The of the?
Yeah. Day of the day.
Yeah. De los Muertos. Yeah. Anyway, I slaughter all of this stuff.
Is it
but,
yeah. Mortis is mortality. It's like the when they take the little
mortician.
Yeah.
It's all Latin.
Yeah. See, you learn something all the time when I'm with these ladies. It's amazing. I didn't know this. Anyway, very cool topic. Thanks everybody for joining us.
And whenever two of us get together, great things happen.
Ooh. Slantra.